scene is Brookside coach Andrew Smith joins us here at the table. Coach Smith, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. A pleasure to have you. How'd the offseason go for you over there at Brookside, and how is excitement building for the season ahead? Help if I turned your mic on. There okay. We go.
Thanks for having us out tonight. You know, COVID hurt us in terms of a program. You know, we had six guys last year, ran some clinics in the offseason, really focused on strength and conditioning, you know, in the offseason. You know, Brookside is implementing a model where they hired a strength coach that's just working with all the programs, Ron Bear, and he's doing a lot, really tailoring workouts for kids, in wrestling season, really focusing on weight and strength and a lot of band work and stuff like that. So we are, we got 17 on the list. We got a couple nice. On the DL. So we got 14 who are routinely coming. We got a couple holes in the lineup, but we've got six of our kids are seniors, and we had a kid who wrestled for Dave Wrestler out at Lutheran West. He lives in the Village of Sheffield, so he's wrestling at Brookside this year. Came to Brookside. Eli Duran, I think he's going to be someone we can look at. We got a couple of Carson Nail who's wrestled, he's a 160-pound champion and when he was a sophomore, COVID, now here we are. He's probably going to wrestle 190 this year. We got some other seniors, as well. Colin Help, who is a, football player for Brookside. And so, wrestling is kind of like this, that family sport. It's, that individualized thing. So we really look at the kids that we've got, and that come out and work for us. You guys know it's a very unique community, a unique culture, and I think it really attracts someone who maybe won't excel in terms of a team sport, but I really think they really thrive on the mat.
Yeah,
Andrew, talk to us a little bit about the schedule. I know we are week 1 week, but talk to me. You got lots of holes to fill.
Sure.
Lots of young guys. How do you go about getting them in?
How do we do that?
Yep.
We are opening at Beachwood this year, so we're going out to the Beachwood tournament. I think they're running a pool style this year. And, of course, week two we go to the fabulous tournament at Cuyahoga Heights. We've been going there since Brian Barrett was a coach at Brookside. You've probably been going there for greater than 10 years. We really lined up our schedule so we have something kind of every week. We traditionally haven't had anything over the winter break, but we are this year. So there's a tournament we're going out to at Painesville Harvey. So we're going out to Red Raider territory. So we're really kind of lined up everything in the week. I know we go out to Plymouth. We're trying to work some stuff in the Northwest District because that's typically, where we are looking in terms of postseason work. So we got something every week. I know that our middle school, we're hosting a big middle school event the first Saturday in February. Our AD does a really good job of, hey, just come in, we're going to get you matches. We're going to try to get you matches against schools that you might not ordinarily see. So, yeah, we got a lot of good things going. You got a lot of support from the school. You've got a great coaching staff.
It's got to be exciting for you with some of these younger kids, some of the inexperienced kids, not to throw them right into the fire, but to get them some action to see how they develop. I mean, that's kind of the ultimate test of you as a coach, right? Seeing how those young kids develop and how they grow sure. throughout their high school career. That's got to be something you're looking forward to this season, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, these are new experiences for people. And this, in the offseason, it was really, really, I work in the school, so I'm a social worker for the district.
Okay.
And, so I'm in the high school, I'm in the hallways, really talking with kids about, let's give it a shot. It's really pushing people out of their comfort zone. And so we really talked about, two seniors who have really not a lot of wrestling experience. And this is really a talking point for them for when they're going to go and, interview for a job or they're going to, have it put on their college application or whether it's a talking point where I tried something, I went out of my comfort zone, something that may be unique or unpopular. These are things, and these are the great learning skill, learning tools that we see that we want our high school kids to have.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Coach Barrett. Who's working with you this year, Andrew, over there? Who's helping you out?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we got a great staff. We got two varsity assistants. I got Richard Worthy, who is from Lorraine. He's coached at Lorraine. He's a Lorraine Southview grad. He's a great assistant coach. I got him. I got Brandon Bartlemy, who also wrestled at Lorraine, and he wrestled at Ohio Northern. He just graduated. He's an athletic trainer in the area. We picked him up to be an assistant. And I got two middle school guys, Mark Aleph, and just looking at just we got a good crew, a lot of diversity.
Again, I've asked every coach that's come up, LC8, going to be a meat grinder this year. How do you see yourself fitting into that dogfight in the LC8 this year?
You know, I tell you, here's what I hope for. This is one of the things I always talk about is, you know, Brookside. You know, some people are like, Brookside, where's that? Who's that? You know, never heard of them. You know, and when we come to the tournament, you know, I want kind of hoping for an eyebrow raised. You know, see like, oh, yeah, we didn't see that coming. Brooks said, where are they at in the pack? How are they placing? You know, what kind of hardware are they taking home? Those are the things. I want it to be kind of that aha moment.
That's awesome. I mean, athletics as a whole at Brookside, and not to try and take away from the wrestling component of this, but I had a chance to talk with Ken Collins, a softball coach, last season as they made their run into the tournament. Of course, Coach Scott O'Donnell doing great things with the football program. Athletics as a whole over there at Brookside, they all seem to be on the rise. It feels like all of you coaches seem to have that same mentality of, yeah, maybe not everybody knows who Brookside is right away, but after they come across Brookside, you want to leave them with an impression, those eyebrows raised, whatever it might be. It's got to be kind of a cool collective mentality that you guys have over there at Brookside right now.
Right, and then, you know, that's the thing, is it really trying to, you know, build programs, you know, try to instill these things, you know, in kids, you know, try to get them to drive, you know, try to get them to, you know, really challenge themselves. You know, coming out of this pandemic and the things that we've learned is we need opportunities for kids. We really need things. We need kids to be able to try things and be as part of community. In sports, as you know, these are lifelong lessons, and this is what we're trying to instill, you know, for these kids so we can get them, you know, moving forward. They can be great, you know, members of society.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Smith, thank you very much for coming down here this evening to the Brew Kettle. We really appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the Cardinals moving forward this season. Excited to see where you take this program.
All right. Thank you much. Go Cards.
See you in a couple weeks, Andrew.
Go Cards, indeed. There he goes. Coach Andrew Smith from the Brookside Wrestling Program.